Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I hear Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
And Auntie Janet.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. I'll have Mom and myself, Angela.
Okay, good evening. Okay, I'll pick up reading in Leviticus 14, where we're still discussing the offering of the cleansing with leprosy. And this is this particular chapter concerning, or this particular part of the chapter is concerning if you was poor. And it goes on to say, if he is so poor that he cannot afford two lambs, then he shall bring only one, a male lamb, for the guilt offering to be presented to the Lord in the rite of atonement by waving it before the altar. There are only 3 quarts of fine white flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering and a pint of olive oil. He shall also bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, whichever he is able to afford, and use one of the pair for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest at the entrance of the tabernacle on the 8th day for this ceremony of cleansing before the Lord. The priest shall take the lamb for the guilt offering and the paint of all and wave them before the altar as a gesture of offering to the Lord. Then he shall kill the lamb for the guilt offering and smear some of its blood upon the tip of the man's right ear and the man's whose behalf the ceremony is being performed, and upon his thumb, right thumb, and his big right toe. The priest shall then pour the olive oil into the palm of his own hand, his left hand, and with his right finger he is to sprinkle some of it 7 times before the Lord. Then he must put some of the olive oil from his hand upon the tips of the man's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon his big toe and his right foot, just as he did with the blood of the guilt offering. The remaining oil in his hand shall be placed upon the head of the man being cleansed to make atonement for him before the Lord. Then he must be offered the 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, whichever he can afford, one of a pair for sin offering, the other for burnt offering, to be sacrificed along with the grain offering, and the priest shall make atonement for the man before the Lord. These, then, are the laws concerning those who are cleansed of leprosy but are not able to bring their sacrifices normally required by the ceremony of cleansing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We had 2 other callers join. Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Welcome. And then Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Welcome.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
You want to do a full roll call? I'm sorry, Angela.
Okay. All right. We have Loretta, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Janet, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone.
Amen.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Come to you on one accord in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We tell you, Hebrews 11, by faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and start with our program, and I would like to start with Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'll be coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hand. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to be a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the coming of time, before the beginning of time. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 2 Timothy. Okay, what like for Auntie Janet, would you like to go next?
Yes, I would like to share from my 31 days of prayer, taken from 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 2. I urge then that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Taken from a part of the prayer, Father, how privileged we are to be able to pray to you. You are God Most High, ruler over all the kingdoms of the world, infinitely great, greater than all earthly authorities. Nations are as nothing in your sight, like a drop in a bucket. And you reduce political leaders to nothing by merely blowing on them. What a mighty God you are. To think that you have decreed that our prayers actually influence what you do, and that you are alert day and night, ready to listen to our requests. We praise you, O God, that your heart of we praise you, O God, that the heart of earthly rulers are like streams of water that you direct as you please. Bring about wise decisions decisions in our government today, in our courts, in our country, for the good of your people and for the spread of the gospel. Overrule bad decisions, mistakes, and evil plans. Do the same for all cities and states, governments, for leaders, and other countries. And we pray this especially for the leaders of our nation. And we say, thank you, Lord, that God bless America and that America blesses God. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Auntie, would you like to go next? Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Oh, yeah, I didn't understand you, darling. Okay, yes. I'm coming from the book of John. First chapter, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, but of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. Let's see. I'm coming out of Romans 8. So there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus. But the power of the life-giving Spirit, and this power is mine through Christ Jesus, has freed us from the vicious circles of sin and death. We aren't saved from sin grasped by knowing the commandments of God, but because we can't and don't keep them. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own Son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful, and destroyed sin control over us by giving himself as a sacrifice for our sin. Now we can obey God's laws if we follow after the Holy Spirit and no longer obey old evil nature within us. Those who let themselves be controlled by their lower nature live only to please themselves, but those who follow after the Holy Spirit find themselves doing those things that pleases God. Those who are still under the control of old sinful self, bent on following their old evil desire, can never please God. But you are not like that. You are controlled by the new nature if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ living in him, he is not a Christian at all. Yet even though Christ lives within you, your body will die because of sin, but your spirit will live, for Christ has pardoned it. And if the Spirit of God, who rise up Jesus from the dead, lives in you, he will make your dying body live again after you die by means of this same Holy Spirit living within you. You have no obligation whatsoever to your old sinful nature to do what it begs you to do. For if you keep on following it, you are lost and will perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you crush it and the evil deed, you shall live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Romans 8. We have another caller joined, Hubert.
Yes, shalom, shalom.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Okay. And next, Mom, would you like to read?
Okay, I'm coming out of Daily Bread, that I'm Joel 2nd, 12 through the 17th. And it said, from the heart, render your heart and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God. He is gracious and compassionate. In many cultures, loud weeping and wailing and the tearing of clothes are accepted ways of lamenting personal sorrow or a great national calamity. For the people of Old Testament Israel, simply outward action expressed deep mourning and repentance for turning away from the Lord. An outward demonstration of repentance can be a powerful process when it has come from our heart. But without a sincere inward response to God, we may simply be going through the motion, even in our community of faith. After a pledge of local disadvantage of Dan and Judah, God, through the prophet Joel, called the people to sincere repentance to avoid his further judgment. Even now, declare the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and moaning. Then Joel called for a response from deep inside. Render your heart and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abundant in love. And he relented from sinning calamity. True repentance comes from the heart. The Lord longs for us to confess our sin to him and receive his forgiveness so we can love and serve him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Whatever you need to tell the Lord today, just say it from the heart. Lord, please give me a heart of repentance to see myself as you do. Give me the grace to respond to your merciful call for change. God want to hear your heart. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Of Joel. I will go next. The title of my reading is I Am Blessed with an Understanding Heart and Mind. Solomon realized that in order to be an effective king, he needed the understanding to lead the people of Israel. When the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked what should be given him, Solomon chose understanding. It was through understanding that all else was added to him and that he was able to be a great, prosperous king. Understanding is for us today, for it is a gift from God. With understanding, we see the overall picture of life. We have that mountaintop experience of being able to comprehend the vastness and diversity of life. Solomon asked only for understanding, but God also bestowed riches and honor on him. Like Solomon, we have true understanding, all other things are added. The gift of understanding richly blesses us. Out of 1 Kings 3 and 12, Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
Okay, I'm reading from Colossians 1:15-23. Christ preeminent in creation. Who is the image of this visible God, firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that is in the heaven and that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether it be throne, dominion, principality, or power. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is in the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have preempted, Christ preempted in redemption. For it pleases the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto him, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and an enemy in your mind by wicked work, yet have he reconciled. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unapproved in his sight. If you continue in faith, grounded and settled, and be not away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under the heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a preacher. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from Matthew chapter 28:12-20. And when they were assembled by the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say, the disciple came by night and stole him away while he was asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ear, he will prosecute him and assure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is common reported among the Jews until this day. When the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain, where Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you to do. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading to God out of Matthew. Okay, Hubert, would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming to you all with the Not Prayer from Author Unknown. Dear God, please untie the knots that are in my mind, my heart, and my life. Remove the have not, the cannot, and the do not. Erase the will not, the may not, the might not, that may find a home in my heart. Release me from the could not, would not, and should not that have scrubbed my life. And most of all, dear God, I ask that you remove from my mind, my heart, and my life all of the am not that I have allowed to hold me back, especially the thought that I am not good enough. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
Really
nice.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay. Well, that completes the first one on our prayer session. We'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to give our sick and shut-ins the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Thank you for Dwight, Tawana, and family, Doretha and Jesse Verner, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Chad, Uncle Gary and family, Sister Shirley and family, Ruth Edwards, Reverend Allen and family, DeMarcus, Tony, Brian, Eric, Malachi, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Eileen Holliday, Desert Kendrick, Lenny and family, the Williams family, the Moody family, the Verna family, the Dix family, Marianne and family, Valerie Crockett, the Boyers family, Marilyn and family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. And we thank you for your Son who died for us so that we may live. And right now, Lord, we speak health over our sick and shut-ins in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. Okay. Now we will recognize birthdays from January 29th through February the 4th. Are there any birthdays?
Hope had a birthday yesterday. Hope William.
Okay.
Hope. Okay.
Kevin. I want to hear this singing voice tonight. Let's see. Loretta, would you sing the happy birthday song for us today?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, God's children. Happy birthday to you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Birthday.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Alrighty, let's go ahead with our second to share a poem, testimony, a song, or any other good news, any other good gospel news. We start with Heather. Are you ready to go?
Okay, I'm still coming out of daily bread. Philippians. 2nd chapter 3:1-11. And Paul encouraged the pilgrim, believed, to demonstrate this kind of humility. He said, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Selfishness and superior can divide people. But humility, unity, unites us. Since it is the quality of being one in spirit and one in mind, when quarrels and disagreement occur, we can often different them by giving up our right to be right. Humility called us to show grace and gentleness when we would rather insist on our own way. In humility, value other above yourself. Humility, help us to come more like Jesus, who, for our sake, humble himself by becoming obedient to death. Following in Jesus' footsteps means backing away from what is best for us and doing what is best for others. Jesus, you gave up your life for me. Help me to see each sacrifice that I make as a reflection of your humility. To put others first, let me honor you. Humility provide unity. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, we'll have Auntie Janet.
Okay. I'll be sharing with rather from the book, Pray Without Pretending. And this poem is, My Grace is All You Need. My grace is all you need today and every day. My power will make you strong. You need not be afraid. My grace is all you need. Mm-hmm. The saints have proved it is true. Through fire, torment, and death, they kept their faith in you. My grace is all you need. I claim your promise now. Without you at my side, life's a dark and lonely road. My grace is all you need. Sometimes almost too much. As joy breaks through the pain, and I feel your healing touch, my grace is all you need. In temptation, darkest hour, at the point of despair, then I know your power. My Lord, my God, my song shall never, never end. And through death may be strong, and though death might may be strong, Lord, your grace is all I need. Lord, your grace is all we need. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Yes, thank you for that, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Shirley?
Yes, I'll share a verse from Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Amen?
Amen.
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 Good job. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
Don't you quit.
Thank you for that,
Sister Shirley. All right. Auntie Betty? Yes, I'm coming from the workers. It says, another year is dawning. Dear Lord, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving the presence all the day. Another year of mercy, a faithfulness and grace, another year of gladness in shining of thy face. Another year in learning, leaning upon thy lovely breast, another year of trusting a quiet, happiness, rest. Another year of serving, a witness to thy love. Another year of training for holy work above. Another year of dawning. Dear Lord, let it be. On earth or else in heaven, another year with thee. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next, Loretta.
Sure. And pretty much I'll be picking back off of Mom when she came out of Philippians. And my reading is out of Luke 6:38. Live to give. God wants you to be happy. He wants you to live to satisfy. He wants you to live a satisfied life. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have and enjoy life and have it to the full, until it overflows." A major key to enjoying life is that we live to give. True happiness and true fulfillment comes when you give of your life in some way or to others. God promises to multiply back to you what you give. When you step out in faith, you open a door for God's hand, a blessing to move on your behalf. It's the simple principle of sowing and reaping. God has a specific plan for everyone and of our lives. His plans involve reaching out and touching other people with his love, his mercy, and his compassion. Ask the Lord to show you how you can share his love with others by giving up your time, your talent, and your resources of today. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. I will go next, and the title is Gracious and Compassion, coming out of Psalms 145. Compassion is being sympathetic and conscious of others' distress and earnestly desiring to elevate it. Jesus had compassion on the multitudes as he ministered to their physical as well as their spiritual needs. As God's messengers and members of the body of Christ, we must continue to demonstrate his compassion. The scriptures instruct us, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. When faced with family suffering the effects of crime, homelessness, illness, and loneliness, I am sometimes at wit's end, but the Lord's compassion prevents me from losing hope. His encouragement enables me to encourage others who are struggling to survive. God faithfully keeps vigil over us. Not a whimper or a sigh goes unnoticed by our God. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We must teach our children about the compassion of the Lord. We must teach them that he will somehow make a way. And often that way is made when we allow God to use us as instruments of his compassion in the world. Ebony angels cry today, trust God who is gracious and compassionate. With the hymn writer we sing, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Yes, I was going to read a few scriptures from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all ye people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity and healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemed thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that the youth renew like the eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his act unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenty in mercy. He will not chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor has he rewarded us of our iniquity. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. All right. And next, Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm gonna read some. I'm going to read Psalm 37, 1, 2, 5. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou evildoer against the worker of integrity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither at the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight for thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness at the light and thy judgment at the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in this way, because the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake walk. Fret not thyself and enter wise to do evil. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Last but not least, do you have any verses for this evening?
Yes, I do. I have trained melody to say, enter his gate with praise and thanksgiving. I'm going to sing, sing, sing. I'm going to shout, shout, shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout, praise the Lord. When those gates swing open wide, I'm going to sit by Jesus' side. I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout, praise the Lord. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. When the saints go marching, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in, this train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, all of both. Gospel story, this train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. Windows gate, swing open wide. I'm gonna sit by Jesus' side. I'm gonna sing. I'm going to shout, praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
What a nice closing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Glad you. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Do we have anyone want to share any last words before we go into our closing prayer? Okay. Well, if you would bow your heads. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and our adoration yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And I tell you, we had some powerful words tonight.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Auntie Janet came with us out of 1 Timothy, 31 Days of Prayer. How privileged it is to praise God, and what a mighty God we have. And she came back with grace is all you need. Mm-hmm. And our Angela came to us, our host tonight, she came to us, I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. Blessed with the mind, and gracious shows compassion to the Lord. And she followed that with Precious Lord, a beautiful song. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I shared out of Romans, no more sinful ways, accept the Holy Spirit. And I follow up with Joel Osteen, live to give. Give, and it will be given unto you. And Auntie Betty shared with us out of 1 John, everything was made by God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then she followed up out of the workers with another year journey. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Sister Shirley shared with us out of 2 Timothy, don't be ashamed of the word of God and don't quit. Amen. Amen. Mom shared with us out of Daily Bread, which came out of Joel. It says to render your heart to God and doing what is best for us out of Philippians 7. And Auntie Carrie shared with us out of Colossians 1, everything was created by God. And then she followed through with Psalm, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. 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 And then Auntie Dot shared with us out of Matthew 28, teach all nations of the Father, of the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also out of Psalms, she shared with us, trust in the Lord. And Huber came with us with prayer, untie the knot in my heart and in my mind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he followed up with several songs, but praise the Lord. Just let you know that everyone needs to shout and sing to the Lord all the time. Amen.
Amen.
And Father God, we ask that you put the fear of God in our president, activate the Holy Spirit in him and everyone that is in our White House.
Yeah.
And Father God, we know that you would not bring us this far to leave us. And we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. And my people, remember to put God first in all that you do. And he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
May everyone have a blessed week and know that God loves you. And so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. And good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love to love.
Indeed. What'd you say, baby?